Chapter 65. Arion. The evening had passed with more speed than Arion would have liked. Dawn hadn't yet broken through the overcast skies, leaving a pale, dismal sort of feeling in the air. The battlefield had remained uncharacteristically quiet. The Silmaran army, on the other side, seemed to be waiting for something to happen. Arion ran a hand down his jaw as he watched the High King stare at the maps and battle-drawn sketches strewn across the table before him. Commander Tolin stood on the far side while Dakarin reclined comfortably in his corner, rubbing his head from what looked to be tedious boredom, or more likely, the after-effect of an excessive amount of morning wine.
"Your Majesty!"
One of the black and silver-clad high guards stuck his head in the doorway.
"You need to see this!"
The urgency in the man's voice caused those within to move out in haste.
"What's this about?"
Raiden asked as he stepped into the early morning haze. The guard pointed north.
"There, Your Majesty!"
Everyone shifted their gaze in the direction of the Black Hills. There was a pillar of red flame bursting from the center of the small mountain range. The fire reached all the way to the heavens above.
"What do you make of that, Commander?"
"I'm not a betting man, Your Majesty, but that looks like a clear opening signal if ever I saw one."
Tolin stepped back inside the canvas and grabbed his helm. He held out an arm to Arion. Arion clasped it in return.
"May your men stay at your back, and your enemies at your front."
"Aye," Tolin said, as he released Arion's arm and took a step back. "They will sing songs of our courage this day."
Tolin raised his fist to his chest in salute.
"By your leave, Your Majesty."
"May the Creator guide your hands, Commander."
"May he indeed," Tolin echoed, before offering one final bow.
Arion stood beside the king and watched as his mentor made his way down the incline and back through the Alondrian encampment. Arion wished he could be riding beside him once again.
"I don't much like what that fire represents," Raiden said, as he started to lift his own helm into place.
The king's attendants began strapping on the rest of his plated armor. Abruptly, a large shadow slid over the top of Arion's shoulders, blocking the sun from the side of his face.
"Guardian."
Arion turned to see his captain of the guard standing directly behind him. The man was as large as a bear, making it quite difficult to approach with any amount of stealth, but it didn't stop him from trying.
"Barthol, I didn't hear you that time. You're getting better."
As his captain and best friend, Barthol had been Arion's one and only sparring partner since before the huge man had found someone else to spend his evenings with. Arion could hardly fault him for that. Kenzie was a wonderful woman, and with a growing daughter and another on the way, Arion and Barthol's time together had, of course, dwindled, but it was to be expected. In his own way, Arion was jealous of his friend. The big man's face appeared almost intoxicated whenever Kenzie was around. He looked like a giant, blundering fool. Arion wished he had reason to look as foolish sometimes.
"Thank you, sir. The High Guard is assembled and awaiting your orders."
"Thank you, Captain."
Arion turned back to the king.
"By your leave, Your Majesty. I need to make ready your guard."
The king, with his arms raised to the sides to allow the attendants to finish cinching his straps, nodded.
"By all means, Guardian."
Arion bowed. He turned to Barthol and slapped a hand on the big man's shoulder.
"Let's not keep them waiting."
The two men started down the rise to the secondary encampment below. Arion couldn't help but notice the heavy expression on his friend's face. It wasn't like Barthol to be so uptight about an upcoming battle.
"What's wrong?"
Barthol scratched at his thick beard. "I'm feeling a mite uneasy about this entire campaign. Nothing about it makes any sense. And now,
He glanced over his shoulder in the direction of the Black Hills. With the coming of this dark magic, I can't help but wonder if we haven't managed to grab the snake by the tail this time. I won't lie. I've been wondering the same thing.